La la la. Hey, that's recording. All right, well, that's a good sign.
You host, Matt. You're more connected to everything than I am right now.
Are you recording?
I'm recording, yes, but I haven't put a marker yet. Let me do that. And
I should probably do the Jobot thing, huh? There's your click.
You Jobot.
Come on. Do your thing. Or is it
command broken? Error. Command error.
It didn't do anything. There we go.
I hear nothing.
Ah,
it's
not going to work. Yeah, command error indeed.
Joe Sixpack.
Hello, welcome to the Joe Six Podcast. It's been a while. I'm here with Bob, and I am your host today, Matt.
Hello. I'm very distracted. Once again, I continue to have excuses for if I don't do well in the fantasy league. If I do well, then I've overcome adversity. But yeah, there's a lot of shit going on. Just moved. Good times.
We all need to hold on to any excuses that, you know, it's not exactly. You're doing. It's not the football gods, you know.
I would have done better this year if only the real estate market was better.
Well, you picked an excellent time to buy a house. The highest interest rates in 20 years or some bullshit. Who knows?
Yep. Anyway. Yeah.
Good times. At least that means that homes aren't just like flying off the market like before in Seattle. No,
I mean, that's what made it so we could buy in the first place. But that's also what's making it harder to sell now. So.
Exactly.
Two sides of the sword. Anyway, football.
Yeah, so we have some new developments in the Joe Sixpack League. We have a lab league that is new. There are discussions in the background of potentially moving over to Sleeper from ESPN. So we have a test league where Commissioner Liu has devised every stupid rule he could possibly come up with and put them all in one. You know, it's like Scott Fishbowl, but like not quite as stupid.
it's like a Long Island iced tea of a fantasy league. You just throw everything in there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, a lot of this stuff is, stuff that Liu has been trying to talk me into being open to for a long time. Most of which I'm fairly open to. Some of which I'm not at all. But it's fine. That's what the point of this league is. And some of the changes are things that he didn't even realize he made changes on. Which is why we had to roll some of them back. But it's a good thing. I like the lab so far, and I definitely like Sleeper. I have only one complaint about it so far. I have only one complaint about it, and that's just when comparing players on your own roster, it's a little hard. Maybe it is. I'm still learning the app, but otherwise, I love the app. Yes, yeah, so otherwise, that app is great for way better than ESPN's across the board.
Yeah. So for anyone that hasn't ever heard of stupid flex before, you get to have a quarterback in your flex, and both you and I were on the tail end of the draft, so neither of us really had any quarterbacks, and you and I are some of the few that like got quarterbacks at the very tail end, and it's worked out for me. CJ Stroud, but I don't know.
Fun.
Yeah,
did I don't even remember.
So I mean, I've dealt with a little adversity in that league. Kelsey, has that been out? Eckler is going to be out. I'm dealing with tons of injuries. But so far, it's okay. I mean, I just don't like the super flex. And I don't like all the different PPR for everyone. Like, that bothers me.
Oh, yeah. All the extra points are a little dumb.
Yeah.
I do have a firm line in the sand. And probably this should be a discussion at the end of the thing, but it's fine. We can have it now. I do have a firm line in the sand that I don't like us assigning points to things that you can't see on the stat sheet, because it makes it very difficult to pick players when you don't know how they do in that stat, like getting first downs and things like that. Like, it's just, it's nebulous.
It shows that.
Well, it does in the week that you're doing FD, it.
Like, yeah, yeah.
No, it does in the score, if you're looking at the score, but then if you're looking at like a player that you don't currently have and you are just looking at their stat lines, it doesn't mention anything about that stuff.
True. But like, even ESPN doesn't have like running backs having, you know, they don't show their targets for.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It drives me fucking crazy.
Which is why we use extensions to get that stuff instead.
No,
but you can't use extensions. I know they did. I noticed.
So anyway, We got the lab. That's a thing. It's okay. We like Sleeper. The rules suck.
Yes.
Let's talk about the real draft.
Dial in the rules. Yes. We had an interesting draft this year. And I do like that snake draft, by the way, to go back to Sleeper One last thing. I don't think we'll do that for our league, but I do kind of like the slow snake draft. I don't know if there's any way to do a slow auction draft.
And there I really is. Like I sent drafting. You the video. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I'll
watch
send
it
to you again and yes. Let me know what you think. It sounds awesome, okay. But I would hate to be Lou to manually assign all the players to everyone's team.
Oof. That already right off the bat sounds like too much effort.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any integration or whatever with Sleeper, but I could look that up. Anyway,
but,
real
yes,
draft.
Go ahead, Matt. Yes.
This draft, I mean, I almost played my strategy perfect, but wide receivers in our league have never gone for more. Like, it was.
Oh, it is a very big market.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it's a crazy town market for wide receivers this year, which is why I mostly stayed away from them until the end.
Who's your wide receiver one?
It's a good question. It is either Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, or Tyler Lockett. One of the three of them.
Okay. So, yeah. So, you kind of got those, you know, fringe guys, and you're hoping that one of them catches fire.
Yeah. And I feel fairly confident that one or two of them will be top 15 or top 20 wide receivers. And that's all I need if Derrick Henry and. What did I get? Josh Jacobs. I've got three leagues now. I forget who I have and everything. If Derrick Henry and Josh Jacobs just, you know, play the way that they should be, which I'm not concerned about them yet. But
yeah,
I mean, my biggest blunder, as many of you know, is $31 for Josh Allen, which
that's not a blunder. Though.
I don't think it's a blunder, but it definitely wasn't intentional.
Jalen Hurts went for 41. You got.
Oh, I know. That's why I didn't bet on him.
A bargain.
Well, I know. I'm not upset about having Josh Allen. It's that I was trying to bid. I was trying to hit the add $1 more for for moving him up to $11. And Fleury moved him up to $30 the millisecond before I hit the button. Well, and it betted up.
The thing with the app, though, for me at least, I don't know if I just have like a really low ping or whatever, but like if someone does that and I try to click, it like prevents me from actually clicking. I have to click again to make it go through.
I mean, that may have been what happened. It may have been because I was clicking multiple times to try to get it to go, but I don't think so. I think it just timed wrong. Anyway, regardless, in the moment, I all of a sudden had budgeted out a much more significant amount of money for my wide receivers, and all of a sudden I had $20 less than I expected. So I was concerned then, but with getting Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, and especially Tyler Lockett for $23, $23, and $16, I'm very happy with the value I actually found there. So
I was going to say, you got Derrick Henry for 51, right? Like, that was...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I have him next to Tony Pollard in my cheat sheet. Mm-hmm. I got Tony Pollard for 61. You got him for Derrick Henry for $51.
Yeah, I was very confused. I was very confused at why no one was betting up Derrick Henry, especially when, like, he's been a massive workhorse. He's been great for years in a row. And all they've done is add more weapons to him. Like, and their quarterback is questionable. Huh. It sounds like they're going to run the ball more. Like, I don't know why people were down with Derrick Henry.
But I was kind of keeping track of like our historical numbers for different positions and stuff, like to see what the ceiling would be. And like when it came to running back, you know, one, we had the you know, running back one, Christian McCaffrey, went for the lowest it has ever gone in 50? Like 5 years.
$69. Yeah. I think we've been over 70 the last few years.
It's been over 70. So and then everyone else after that was like, you know, significantly lower for running backs. Normally like our top 12 at least are like $60, and then running or wide receivers, like our top like two are $60. And this year it was like the top 10 wide receivers that went for over 60. It was absolutely fucking bananas. Except for Cooper Kupp, because, you know, rightfully so.
Well, yeah. Well, it's funny that it's funny that Pete says that he didn't know the Cooper Kupp was injured and potentially going to be going to the IR.
I believe it.
I do believe it, but also I told him while we were like, I was saying it. Like I was
Pete
saying,
can't help himself.
I was specifically saying himself. How much of a how much of a discount is Cooper Kupp going to go for since he is injured? And I said it multiple times while Pete kept betting him up.
Yeah. But this is Pete we're talking about.
I don't know. It could come all the way back.
He drafted for like 20 minutes and then he just sat on his ass for 2 hours.
Sometimes I think he's playing it that way on purpose. But
I mean, maybe he has to take a shit.
He's been better recently. I don't know. But it, I don't know. Pete's draft was pretty good in the end. I mean, it was okay in the end. I thought Lou took one of the biggest risks with going Tyreek Hill for $65 and then Bijan Robinson right after that for $61, only because, you know, it's paid off already, yeah. Obviously. Bijan Robinson has been amazing, but I'm always very hesitant to spend top dollar money on a rookie running back. That has worked out. Maybe it works out maybe one out of 10 times, one out of every 5 times at most.
If you look at the data, it works out more for
Antonio Gibson. Antonio Gibson was billed to be the next coming of Christian McCaffrey, and he went for that much money in his first year, and he fell apart instantly.
That's not what I heard.
Oh, that's totally what it was.
But yeah, I really wanted Bijan. I really, really wanted him. But I had already had Tony Pollard at 61, and he went for the same amount. I'm happy with Tony.
I got Bijan in my work league, and I was very happy to get him like in the third round. So, you know, my work league
That's stupid.
It is only 10-team league. Anyway.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you and I kind of the same strategy. Like, we both got, you know, good running back. We didn't, you know, we waited for the, what do they call it, the fall-off for wide receivers. Like, normally we don't have really a huge fall-off in money, but this year we did. So I waited for the fall-off. It looks like you did too. Mm-hmm. And I got the tight end I wanted. I got the one of the quarterbacks. I got pretty much everyone I was happy about. I got J.K. Dobbins as my running back 3. I was feeling really good about Pollard, Ramondre Stevenson, and J.K. Dobbins. And then I was like, okay, I got my running back set. I'm going to go heavy on wide receivers and just hope one of them catches on. And of course, week 1, J.K. Dobbins tore his Achilles. So,
yeah, that was a bad hit for you.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like every year this shit happens, but you know, it sucks. I feel bad for Dobbins, but hopefully I can find someone. Unfortunately, Big Lou already drafted a Ford, Josh Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the one I was gonna throw like everything behind.
Indeed. Well, here, okay. So I was just looking at everyone's rosters and I was trying to decide who had the best draft, and I haven't come to that decision yet. But I think I have so far come to the decision at least week 2, just week 2. This could very much turn around, but week 2, I think Kevin had the worst draft. He had the worst draft because he spent $68 on Jamar Chase, who has been terrible so far. Mostly just Joe Burrow has been terrible so far. Will he bounce back? Almost certainly.
And now 100% Nick Chubb is injured.
And then $66 on Nick Chubb, who got injured right away, too.
Yeah.
And then he'd spend $35 on Jahmyr Gibbs, who may take the starting role now, but definitely was not.
He has it. He has.
I would assume so. But Montgomery's been great, aside from the injury, until he got injured. And Jahmyr Gibbs was fine against us. But he's young, so I guess
I really like Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm upset I didn't get him. I think he's been great.
Yeah, and then but from that point on, then I mean he's got Van Jefferson, Nico Collins, Jordan Addison, Zach Charbonnet. Who you know I love Charbonnet, but not so much for fantasy. Yeah, yet.
Collins and Addison great.
Yeah,
I mean he's got Laporta Potty. You know Tajay Spears. I think he's done fine. It just you can't ever predict the injuries, and
it's true.
That fucking blows.
He did have the highest score of the league last week, so I mean I can't knock him too hard.
Didn't he have like one of the lowest this week though?
Wait, wasn't it? Wait, maybe I mean, I'm thinking of the sleeper. Maybe I was thinking of sleeper. I can't really remember now. We got too many leagues going. Why don't we look at it? Matt? Yeah. Why don't you say who you think who had either the strongest or the weakest draft,
and then we'll move on. I don't know. I'd have to look at it in more detail. No one has like a complete draft. I love Jay-Z, I think, has done extremely well. I just don't like James Conner, and Justin Fields has done shit, but he's got Austin Eckler, Amon-Ra, Chris Olave, Brandon Ayuk is blown up. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got a ton of players I love. I just, no one's got a complete roster, And, you know, that's just kind of how it all works out at the very beginning.
I mean, my roster feels pretty complete, but that's only because I know in my Seahawks heart of hearts that Tyler Lockett's going to be a top 15 wide receiver this year.
I mean, you could always like mark that down, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone thinks. I don't know why everyone always drafts Tyler and even DK, but to a lesser extent, but definitely Tyler lower. I mean, he's only put up over 1,000 yards 5 seasons in a row with like 7 plus touchdowns every single season.
It's because we live in Southeast Alaska and the media doesn't really cover us.
It is funny. It is funny.
And we have, like, to be fair, we have too many mouths to feed. And, you know, we don't run a lot of plays. Yeah, we do. We got DK, Tyler Lockett, now JSN. We had a lot of plays
last week.
We like to run the ball. You know, we got 3 tight ends. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't play any Seahawks tight ends, that's for sure. But I think we got Disley's 2 fantasy like relevant wide receivers, 1 fantasy. Yo, I love our tight ends. I'm not knocking our tight ends as football players at all. They're amazing.
But, yeah.
Let's talk about some scores. Let's talk about week one. Yeah. Let's just briefly go over it. I mean, the biggest points of order were that, Pete beat me, which sucks because up until I think the last set of games, I was very confident that I was going to win. And then
Josh Allen.
Oh yeah, it was Josh Jacobs and Derrick Henry didn't do much, and Josh Allen didn't do much. So yeah, that's pretty much that sunk me there. And Tyler, Tyler started off so strong. He got 2 points in his first drive, and then did not get a single point beyond that. But you know,
he's either going to get like 8 points or like 40 points.
Yeah. Overall, I was not concerned long term, but it does always suck when Pete beats me.
But I mean, it worked out with David Montgomery, you know, at least until the injury.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure David Montgomery is still going to be viable as long as he doesn't get further injured.
And Cortland Sutton was horrible last year, but, you know, you didn't use him. But, you know, he was definitely startable. And Tyler Algier, like, I thought Bijan would just completely, you know, take over.
Algier's getting so much work. He's getting like 15 carries a game. If that keeps up, he's going to be great for me. I mean, he didn't do a lot with it last week, but, I mean,
he still had the carries, though. That's what matters.
It's always, you know, touches is the main stat that matters.
Yeah.
And but, then, you know, Pete beat me, so that sucks.
Yeah, but he has Christian McCaffrey.
And he beat me with pretty much still had McCaffrey and Jalen Hurts.
Goose eggs with Drake Allen, or Drake London. Yeah. Michael Pittman then he had, come out of nowhere. Like, he didn't want to touch Michael Pittman at all.
Mm-hmm. He had a solid first game, 8.9 point first game out of Cam Akers, and then he immediately argued himself off the team.
Yeah. Apparently he argued himself out of Tutu Atwell, too.
Out of Tutu. Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, wait, I thought he dropped Tutu. I thought I saw him on the waiver.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. I mean, like, what the fuck? He had 15 points week one.
No, I meant that Cam Akers literally argued himself off his own team.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, off of the actual Rams.
That's
the coach McVay. Off the team.
That's McVay. Like,
which is funny that he was the premier back for that game, and then something happened, and all of a sudden he's no longer their running back, and isn't even on the team anymore. It's like he gave him one more chance, and he spoiled that chance somehow, even though he'd had a fairly decent game.
Fine. Like, I don't. Yeah. It's McVay. But anyway, 22 carries for 29 yards. It's not great, you know. But still.
No, but. I mean, it was in the passing game. He did good. Anyway, point is, Pete beat me. That sucks. I'll get him next time. Not worried.
Yeah.
Other than that, week one, let's see. Field of Dreams, Jay-Z, putting up mad points, 140. Also mad points from the Lazard King, who I assume is going to be changing.
Joe, 100. Oh, wait, that was week two.
Yes. We got a few 140-point games that first week. It was pretty good for the first week.
And then I barely skated by with a win. With 79 points.
Yeah, you and your 79 points. So you would have beaten 2 people and you played against one of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good for you, Matthew.
That's what matters, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a reason why the team that has the lowest points against is usually on top of the rankings at the end of the season.
Yeah, it's not how much you score. It's how much your opponents score.
Honestly, it is. And then week two. All right, let's actually go into depth somewhat on week two.
Yeah, it's fresh.
So I'll let you take over hosting again. You tell me what you want to talk about now. Which ones?
Sure. I'm just going to go to the email. And so Joe and Kevin, they had the biggest disparity in points, let's just say. 96 mm-hmm. for Kevin to 166.7 for Joe. Yeah, I mean, Joe's got some negative points with his defense, but like almost everyone else put up double digits. Even his benches got a ton of points. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, Joe's putting on mad points this week.
Russell Wilson had a hell of a game, even though they lost.
Well, he had a hell of a first half. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's like number three or four. He's number four. Like, it's crazy to me, the quarterbacks that are in the lead. It's like Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson and, like, you know, people you wouldn't expect, not like Mahomes and Allen and et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, I expect Russell's sadly going to start falling down that list. Oh, God damn it, Brokers calling me.
yeah. So,
hold on. I got to answer this call. So, do we want to pause it or we'll pause?
Sure.
We'll pause for station identification. And we're back. I'm not yet a millionaire, but I'm not going to be regardless. But we're continuing on. One more game. Let's see what we're talking about.
I think one of those houses is more expensive than the other.
Yeah.
And on to your matchup.
Oh, okay. Let me pull it up. And, well, me and Seth had a good matchup, except I stomped him. So after my team underperformed week one against Pete, Tyler got back into the form that I expected from him with his two touchdowns, and Josh Allen got back to what I expected from him, and Derrick Henry did good. You know, he could always do better than 17 points because it's Derrick Henry, but I'm very happy with 17 points. And Josh Jacobs is, you know, getting a little bit better. But the main point is I won. Algier went back down to earth, but he still got those 15 carries.
Yeah, your bench almost beat his entire team.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, this wasn't a great week for Mr. Lazard King for Seth. I did really hate
Jones there. Like,
did he? He's just vanished. No, he's
six targets. Wow, he didn't catch any of six. Okay.
Yeah, no, they've
AJ Brown, Josh Kelly. Like, he's got like players that are like weekend or like fill ins. You know. Starting.
Sure. So what happened with Zay Jones apparently is that, and because I was just listening to the other Fantasy Focus podcast, you know, they were talking about it. So what happened with Zay Jones is that he got injured in like the early second quarter or something.
Okay.
Was out for a full quarter, and then when he came back in, it was basically the Christian Kirk show at that point. Like, and Kirk was getting everything.
Gotcha. So, I mean, he's still got Alvin Kamara coming back like in 2 weeks.
And Aaron Jones, like, yeah, I mean, Seth is set up to have a strong team, and he's got Zach Moss still. He pick him up off waivers, or something. Oh my God, he did for free.
Yep.
What's wrong with our league?
Week before everyone else realized.
God damn it!
Because the guy didn't play week one, and then he came back and got 18 carries and a touchdown.
Yeah. That's another player. I picked
and the other thing is like, if Jonathan Taylor comes back, then. You know, who knows what the fuck is going on with Zach Moss. But until then,
of course,
ride him hard.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And, you know, Michael Thomas has been better than he's been okay, I guess.
Question is, how long will he last?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Will he get any blow up games before he gets injured for the season? Yeah.
I mean, he was doing great for me last year until, you know, the toe.
AJ Brown. AJ Brown, though, has got to be a disappointment for Seth. AJ Brown's a disappointment for me. I sent him along back to the Eagles for the value that he should have gone for last year. Back to the Eagles fans for the value that he should have gone for last year, which was more than three times what I paid for him in the draft last year. He has not been doing it. No one knew. Like, everyone knew Ertz was going to be good, and AJ Brown had been good before, and now was going to be the absolute number one.
I mean, except, what's his name? The
Devontae Parker. Oh, no. Yes? No. I know. Devonta.
Smith? Devonta Smith.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah. Like, dude, I mean, they have so many great receivers. They have, you know, a stable of running backs that I want to see more from. Looking at you, Penny. And, you know, Hurts is going to run himself and do all kinds of bullshit. They got Goedert, you know.
Sure, like, but they got one de facto downfield threat, and that's definitely AJ Brown. Is there?
But not really. They got a lot of people that do that. Devonta Smith does those.
That's true too. But line. I don't know. AJ Brown's the big bodied receiver, and you always want that big body receiver, especially when you got a mobile quarterback like Ertz. I don't know. AJ Brown's going to do better than he currently is. It's just you know, disappointing at this point.
And that's kind of why I avoided the Eagles and the Seahawks. There's just too many mouths to feed, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just not enough passes and shit to go around. But
Tyler's always gonna have something.
The times that he doesn't get like a ton of points, he's gonna do not a lot. But still, at the end of the season, he's still gonna be top 24, 100%.
Top 24. That's very specific.
Yeah, but that's you know wide receiver two material.
Yeah,
he's never gonna be.
I'm pretty sure he was higher than that last year. But we've talked about Tyler.
I think he was like 16, but I can look up later.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to Big Lou versus Pete. Pete beat you, and now he beat Big Lou. He's starting to get a little dangerous. Jalen Hurts had a big game. McCaffrey, even against the Rams, had a good game. George Pickens is being George Pickens. I didn't want to touch the Pittsburgh team at all.
Yeah, no, me neither. Not after being burned on, I've already forgotten his name, the running back.
Yeah. And then a tight end doing well against Philly, like TJ Hockenson, 22.1 points against Philly. Like, that scares me. Like, I know my guy is going up against the Rams right, or the 49ers right now. I don't expect much from Waller, but TJ getting big points, like, that's pretty crazy. Two touchdowns. Fuck.
It's Hockens has been like the only reliable top tier tight end so far. Tight ends have been terrible this year, mostly because Kelce's been injured. But you know, like overall, tight ends have been, it's like Hockenson, and then that's it. Like everyone else is just like somewhere in the same lower realm.
Yeah, I love that he's so deep running back. He's starting Pierre Strong, but every year, Pete's got like the best quarterbacks too. He's always got more than one. And this year, he's got like Kirk Cousins, who I think is number one, and Jalen Hurts. You know, they're both doing great. So every year, you can go and trade Ray Lou for or Pete for a quarterback.
You know, that's what's funny about the like he played Pierre Strong when he was projected to have 0 points. He only got points because Nick Chubb broke the leg.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm sure, like, he heard last second.
What voodoo is Pete doing?
Yeah, I'm sure he heard last second that Cam Akers was looking to be traded, and they kept him out for that. So he didn't have any other choice. But, I mean, he had to go so deep as to have his flex be a tight end as well. Christ.
Well, I mean, that's just Pete. That's his strategy for some reason.
Like, why even have a wide receiver?
I don't disagree at all. Well, no, it's funny because I was playing Pete week two in Sleeper. And in that league, he kept Cam Akers in. Yeah. He also had Cam Akers, but he kept him in. So that was...
That's funny because Sleeper's the app that like actually notifies you when you're about to make a fuck up.
Yeah, he was probably sitting there. So like, what is that boop sound I keep hearing?
Yeah.
I have no Sleeper sound.
Big Lou... I mean, honestly, his team did enough. Like, I like his team. Mm-hmm. I know Burrow's kind of been a disappointment. Alexander Madison's been a disappointment, but everyone else has been great. And he's got Jerome Ford and Jaden Reed did huge. Like, fucking A. He's got a scary team.
Yeah, he would have.
You never know who's going to do well week in, week out.
Indeed. Well, there's my broker. So.
All right.
I need to drop off again. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Maybe. And that's why you've got an ally in Coldwell Banker Danforth. So call them today and they'll take care of all your real estate needs.
Coldwell Banker Danforth.
All right, we're back. And Matt?
No,
wow, what's... Yes. What are we talking about now? What game are we talking about, Matt?
Let's move over to Sean versus Lou Jr., Mr. Fresh Herbs and Flowers.
Mm-hmm. I
wonder what that's up with.
Zay Flowers, there it is. I would have gone with literally anything that involves Puka Nacua, but, you know, that's me.
Oh, he's got Herbert. Herbert's the herb.
Oh.
I get it now. Yeah, motherfucker got Puka Nacua, and I did not expect him to be half as good as he is. I even watched him week one against my Seahawks, and I didn't think he was all that special.
I didn't even notice him. I assumed it was multiple players that were getting all those targets, not the single one. Yes, Puka Nacua is honestly, I hate the Rams. I despise the Rams. I am rooting hardcore for Puka Nacua, though, because he came out of nowhere and is crushing it. 35 targets in two games. That's insane.
Yeah.
And you know, catching two-thirds of them. Like,
I guess at this point, amazing. I'm hoping Cooper Kupp comes back and that Puka Nacua just disappears
forever. I'm not. I mean, Cooper Kupp's a fine name. What is with the Rams and their humorously named wide receivers, though?
It's what the scouting department looks for.
Yeah, I mean, it's the intangibles, you know?
Yeah.
They
watch that skit of the college football names you're talking about.
They're like, yeah,
that's got to be...
Puka Nacua. Hawaii. University of Hawaii. I think
that name got banned in a lot of football stadiums in Europe.
I know what you mean.
Anyway.
Seriously, but yeah, come on. Lou. If Puka keeps blowing up every week like he currently is, coming out of nowhere, you better change your name to be something Puka-related.
To me, though, looking at Sean's roster, I am amazed that he didn't start DeAndre Swift. I'm amazed that he didn't start DeAndre Swift.
He was basically not involved in week one.
First game. Yeah, so. But still, like...
And then Kenneth Gainwell was out, so yeah, you know how it is with and the Eagles fans are very well aware, it's hard to nail down who the starting running back of the Eagles is when they have five running backs at all times.
No. This isn't fucking Belichick. Like, they let you know. I knew DeAndre Swift was going to run away with that shit last week. I'm amazed he didn't start him.
Well, they've gone through many years of, okay, Miles Sanders is our number one sure thing. That's it. And then eventually Miles Sanders, 2 or 3 weeks later, gets injured. And now it's one of the other four running backs that we have is definitely going to be our number one this week, but it could be any of them. So I get it, but it's DeAndre motherfucking Swift. So I totally get where you're coming from too. He was an obvious number one behind Gainwell, and probably will be going forward. He probably should have played him.
Yeah.
Who did he play? Let's see. Who did he play instead? Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook.
Not a great choice.
No.
Dalvin Cook, -3.3 points.
He's a Philly fan, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Dalvin Cook only 4 carries, too. That's ferocious. I mean, if you watch anything of the Jets game, you know that Breece Hall is their better running back by far. So, I'm like, yeah, he probably shouldn't play Dalvin.
Yeah. I'm sure ESPN will get around to getting a proper portrait for Dalvin Cook in the next, 5 years.
Yes. And I mean, Najee Harris, that's what his name was. That's right. Sean, I mean, paid a lot less for Najee Harris than I did last year. But, he put that chain around his neck in the draft, and he's going to be feeling it for the rest of the year. I hate Najee Harris.
Najee went for 32. And how much did Jalen Warren go for? $2.
Yeah.
Good times. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. Sorry, Sean, you should have won there.
Would he have won if he had played Swift? Yes, he would have won. Okay, yeah. Good to know. Remember that, Sean. Remember, if you trusted the Eagles, you would have won. Purity, as Kevin would say.
Exactly. Let's move over to my matchup with Jay-Z, Mr. Field of Dreams. And I skated by with another win. I had more points, though. A lot more points, but I still skated by with a win.
Yeah, that's strong week. With Geno Smith, who I was very happy that you were the one to get him when I couldn't bid anything more for him. Honestly, I would have taken, it's a hot take, but I mean, you got Geno Smith for $2.
Yeah.
Let's just put into perspective that is, and let's remember as the season goes on, that's $29 less than I paid for my quarterback. And I'm sure I will not be surprised if there's only, let's say, 4 ranks in between Josh Allen and Geno Smith.
I don't know. We'll see. But this is a good week for him. It helped that it went to overtime and that, you know, he actually threw a touchdown in overtime.
Geno was baller this past game. Like the number of drives that he saved were like stupid penalties put them back and then he just made it work anyway. Like that's like the opposite of what we've been used to. He also
kind of lost a bunch of yardage and
well, I mean, yeah, there was the completely unnecessary awkward. There was the completely unnecessary 17-yard sack. But, I mean, yeah. You know, he's not perfect. He is great. I love Geno Smith. Geno for president.
But yeah. I mean, other than that, it worked out well. I'm glad Brandon Ayuk didn't get another fucking 30-point game. And Seahawks kept Amon-Ra St. Brown to a respectable 11 points. Like, that's...
Kind of amazing that he only had 11 points. I had not actually looked at what his fantasy points were for our game because it felt like he was there.
He got hurt a bunch, like during that game, and came back on and then came back off. But he still made an impact on that game, that's for sure. But yeah, I at the end of the week, I think JC needed like 26 points from Chris Olave, and yeah, that's a little too much.
Ah, yes. Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry was the other tight end who's been reliable that I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
Only two. It's two of them. That's it. Tight ends suck so far through 2 weeks. That'll change, but, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, we both had some injuries. You had Austin Eckler out. You know, I had to deal with J.K. Dobbins, and but yeah, it worked out. I'm just glad I got a W again.
I'm kind of surprised he didn't play Gus Edwards. I mean, I'm not that surprised.
What do you start Pacheco over? And
Connor. Yeah, I guess Gabe Davis. So it was the right call.
That would have been bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, goddamn, the Giants lost 4 points playing against the Cardinals. The Cardinals good?
Well, the Cardinals had, I don't even know who ended up winning that game. That was another game where the Cardinals were stomping the hell out of them, and then the Giants came roaring back. I don't know if they won that game or not. I mean, they had gone six quarters without scoring a single point before they finally scored points, and I think they were 28 down at that point.
Yeah.
I
am, like, quite comfortable with how the Seahawks are looking this year. 49ers defense is scary, but as long as the Rams and the Cardinals aren't the worst team in the league and get the first overall pick and get Caleb Williams, I'm happy. That's all
they're,
I care about.
They're not going to be the worst in the league. I won't be surprised if we are once again
they might one of be.
The most difficult divisions in the league.
Dude, the Cardinals are fucked. The Rams are fucked. Like, I don't know.
Rams aren't that I'm fucked. I mean, they've been looking great so far. They almost beat the Niners. Niners have been looking the best, obviously, of the four of us. But
yeah, yeah.
And the Rams still put up a real good fight against them.
Put up a better fight than I expected, that's for sure, without Cooper Kupp. But
I mean, they put up a much better fight against us than I expected too in week one.
Well, our team didn't really show up
in the second half, at least. Yes, you know, I think the Rams have been underappreciated this year, especially once they get Kupp back. I don't know. I think it's going to be a good division. Maybe not
always a good division
for the Cardinals, but
I just don't want anyone in our division to get Caleb Williams. That's it.
Well,
that's
all I don't think you have to worry about it.
Good. All right. Then on to game of the week, Jason versus Andrew. This was like 2.4 points or something. 2.7 points. Absolutely crazy close. And I mean, you look at both of their benches and either one could have run away with this game.
Mm-hmm.
God, Mostert, 25 points on the one bench. Got Marvin Mims, 19.3 on another. Like,
I mean, who's going to play Marvin Mims, though? Marvin Mims is hilarious because he got those 19.3 points in, I think, like 8 snaps.
It's true.
Like, he was barely in the game at all.
He only had 2 targets, but so still, yeah, it makes sense. I wouldn't have started him either.
No, of course not, but it's amazing. It's very efficient. He's a very efficient player.
Now he's got that decision every week, Jason, that is, whether to start Marvin Mims or Jerry Jeudy, and he's going to get him wrong every week.
I mean, Judy's definitely on the field a lot more, but yeah, we'll see.
And let's see, he's got AJ Dillon. Yeah. I mean, he's got a scary team. I mean, like the Lamar Jackson, Jefferson, Joe Mixon's okay.
Joe Mixon's always really going to, Joe Mixon always has either a great season or a terrible season. The two times I've had him, he had terrible seasons. That's why I've sworn off Joe Mixon for the rest of my life. But,
Jason just doesn't have much depth on his bench. Like all his, you know, Mingo, Moore, Elliott, you're going to be lucky if you ever get a good week with them.
Yeah, he's rooting for you. He's rooting for you, your curse to spread to Ramondre Stevenson, I guess. than Zeke. And even then, I don't know.
That's his team, right? I don't think he hopes any of his players get injured.
No, yeah. Wait, what? No, don't you have Ramondre Stevenson?
I do.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying he's rooting for Ramondre Stevenson to get injured so that Ezekiel Elliott becomes the running back.
He's a Patriot fan, is what I'm saying. He doesn't
want very good point. Yes, that is a very good point. But and I mean Andrew has a very good team this year.
It's top heavy.
Yes. Well, we'll see how Saquon's injury plays out. Because obviously he's gonna miss this week. Saquon Barkley is absolutely amazing if he can stay healthy.
No, Andrew, you're right. Andrew, I was looking at Jason's team. Jason's team is top heavy. Andrew, on the other hand, has a nice, balanced, legit, awesome team.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that bit up on Justice Hill, you know, so he's dealing with, he got an extra potential starting running back there. Mostert did great. Yeah, Saquon Barkley. That's just hopefully a one-week thing.
I did even up on Justice Hill. I thought Gus Edwards, was going to be the starting back behind him. But
even like Calvin Ridley didn't do shit, but he still had 8 targets, you know, only 2 receptions. So he's still getting the targets. Yeah. He still looks
great. Calvin Ridley's going to be good.
Keenan Allen, like, the guy just never, he's always good.
That's for the 1 year I had him. Yep. Yeah, it was good. he was injured throughout that year. Yeah. It wasn't necessarily his fault.
Yeah.
Yes. This is how I feel about most of the quote-unquote reliable players. They're not reliable for me.
Yeah. It's just crazy to me that Lamar and Jared Goff got the same points. Like, I watched that Baltimore game. It didn't look all that great. And Jared Goff, you know, had, you know, kind of, he had 3 touchdowns, you know, all sort of, you know, pass touchdowns. So, like, he got saved there. But Lamar didn't look that good to my eyes.
Yeah, he didn't, but I mean, it's Lamar. He's always going to be good as long as he can 12 save.
Carries. Well, he ran 12 times.
Yeah,
54 yards. Lamar Jackson. Okay, that'll do it.
As long as he doesn't get some terrible injury, which God, I really should knock on wood. I don't want Lamar Jackson to get injured. He's too much fun to watch.
He's still got Anthony Richardson, the new Lamar.
Yes, that's true. Honestly, that's true. Anthony Richardson's way better than I thought he was going to be out of the gate. I mean, he's not helping them win, but.
He looks the best of all the rookie quarterbacks.
So far, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like C.J. Stroud looked, you know, he struggled the first game, but looked okay.
Wait a minute. Is that right? Wait, why did Anthony Richardson, why did Richardson only throw the ball 10 times in the Houston game?
Because they don't need him to run? I don't know.
No, he only threw the ball 10 times. And
Did he get
injured?
I think he got taken out. Yeah.
Oh yes, it's questionable. Yes. Oh yeah. That's right. He had a concussion or something. I think.
Yep.
Yeah. He only played 17 snaps. Okay, that's fine.
And that's
he only played 17 snaps, and he still got. Snaps. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. So he had 2 rushing touchdowns, and they were two. And they were two designed QB runs.
Yeah.
That he scored on. So I mean, they definitely know how to utilize him, and they're doing it properly so far. So. Yeah, he's got a good insurance plan for if anything happens with Lamar. Or he's got a good trade chip if Lamar stays healthy. So.
Well, the only reason Jason was even remotely in this game, well, one, he didn't start Marvin Mims, but the other is his defense and kicker, like 28 points between the two, kept him in, but not enough.
Brendan Aubrey, a player that does not even have a picture on ESPN, is the second ranked kicker.
Who needs a picture of kickers?
Oh, I do. Some of those kickers have the best pictures.
It's okay. We're going to cut kickers next year.
I'm warming up to the idea. I'm not on board. I'm still not on board, but I'm warming up to the idea.
That's more than I ever expected from you.
Mostly because I've gotten worse at picking kickers because I'm not as dialed in as I used to be. So.
It's such bullshit. It's such absolute bullshit.
It's just about picking a team that you know has a good offense but is bad in the red zone. Which is why I initially picked. It's just why I had Justin Myers. God damn it, our guy, our kicker,
Jason Myers.
Jason Myers. Thank you. It was why I had Jason Myers, and then he missed as many field goals as he's missed the entire last season in 2 games. So
yeah, Maria has rubbed it in every fucking time.
What rubbed what in?
Maria hates our kicker.
Why?
Because
for this season
misses.
Alone. What do you mean he misses? Like, he's one of the most reliable kickers in the league.
Yes, statistically, but like she doesn't care about the aggregate. She only like, you know, thinks about the bad.
I think the only things he was really missing over the last two seasons were extra points. Like almost all of his misses were extra points.
I mean,
which, fine. I'm fine with that. I'd rather miss those than field goals.
I mean, both suck, but still, like, you know, we're looking at the stats in aggregate, and he's like a top six kicker every year, you know, and like Shields. I'm
watching him on the field too, and he makes most of his field goals, though. Like,
well, she feels the opposite.
I guess she doesn't watch other kickers because, man, they miss a lot of field goals comparatively. Well, not until this year. So who knows? She
despises Jason Myers.
Well, that's strange.
I'm thinking about getting her a Myers jersey just to rub it in.
Oh, man, jerseys are so expensive nowadays, Matt. That's an expensive joke.
That's all I do are expensive jokes.
There you go. That's how you spend the money. That's good. I spend my money on giant houses.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. We gotta have you guys over. You guys are invited. I kept meaning to tell you. You are invited. I know it's farther away for you now, and I definitely didn't expect you to come at a 10 a.m. game this past weekend. But you guys are definitely invited. To come over to the games. We will happily do some barbecuing or something.
We'll definitely want to check it out. I will discuss some housewarming gifts with you. See what sounds good.
Indeed, Jason Myers is great though. But there's a reason why Young Wei-Koo is my kicker now. I was disappointed with his performance in the first two games.
That was not great, but whatever. It didn't lose the game for us. That's all that matters.
Indeed. Well, that was a good week of games, Matt.
Yep.
I would say we could talk about right now? 1-1. Okay. And I'm actually pretty confident. I feel better about my team this year after 2 weeks of it than I have the past few years. So I'm pretty happy about that.
I hear you. I don't feel as great about my team, you know, the injuries have kind of hurt, but I'm just happy that I'm 2-0.
That's very strange. The fantasy cast. No, what is it called? What's the F cards that show up? Is it Fantasy Pros, whatever that extension is. All of a sudden, they just started showing up. I just refreshed the page, and they just showed up for the first time all year.
You're revealing your hacks.
It's the same ones you use, I thought. Anyway. Yeah, it is the Fantasy Pros one. So I guess it's finally showing up. I've been clicking that add cards to page button endlessly for 2 weeks, and now it's finally showed up when I haven't done it. Whatever. Anyway, good pod. We don't need to drill this thing out anymore because I'm not going to spend any time editing it anyway. So
yeah, I was hoping to get more people on to talk about their drafts and stuff. But,
me too. Everybody stop sucking. If I can find time in between making real estate deals and everything else, you can get on here. Lou said he was going to be on. I never expect him to.
Did Kevin have his kid?
I don't. That's a good point. He should have by now. Hmm.
Yeah,
his kid was due on like the 15th or something, I think.
Like a while ago, yeah.
Like at least a week or so ago.
So
we'll put a pin in that.
Hopefully Kevin will announce.
I'll just go ahead and ask it in Discord right now. Kevin, you got baby? Oh god, I forgot I have to say at your ruler and champion.
I can prevent him from ever changing his name again if you want.
No, let him have his fun. He'll never repeat again.
Never.
Especially he didn't really
that baby.
Yes. Well, I was gonna say he didn't really repeat last time either, but you know.
He didn't. He fucking didn't. I'm kind of mad that Lou gave it up. Because he fucking won and I called it too.
I mean, I thought I was being very kind by letting them share it because yes, by the rules. Lou won, but it felt weird. Yeah. I get why Lou abdicated, but also he won. But also Kevin should have won. It's a hard thing to say.
No, he shouldn't have won. He didn't fucking win.
Well, didn't he only win by like a few points? Didn't Lou only win by a few points?
Yeah, like nothing. But his player got injured. He got taken out.
Well, no, his player didn't.
How much he should?
Well, no, his player didn't get injured. A different player got injured, Kevin's and they canceled player. The game. No, it wasn't Kevin's player. It was a defensive player that got his heart stopped. And I've already forgotten his name.
No, that was a different game.
No, that was the game. That game got canceled, and that's why his player didn't score anymore.
That was a different week, I thought.
No, that was how it ended. I'm 100% on that. It was on that game, because it was week 16 that happened.
That was like week 17, right?
Yes, it was week 17, because there's 18 weeks now. Yes, you're correct.
Who the fuck? It was the Bills game canceled. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. What was the Bills?
It was because they got into the second quarter and then what's his name got his heart stopped.
Yeah, Hamlin or whatever.
Yes, thank you. DeMar Hamlin, yes. Anyway, so that's how it went down. And, you know, all thoughts and prayers still to DeMar Hamlin, who is now fine. But
he made the team, yeah.
Yeah, he's fine. But, you know, in the moment, it's fine.
Still, asterisk winner.
I do love that Kevin put Lou's initials, but just as LZ, and they're so small, it looks like it's a friggin' trademark added to the set of things. It's barely noticeable.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter anyway. Nobody cares about the trophy as much as I do.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's end this goddamn thing. We've been meandering too long. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and thank you, Matt, for helping me mentally get through it all, because there's a lot going on in my brain right now.
Good job.
Hey, we did. Good job, Matt. All right, everybody else, get on this goddamn podcast next week.
Yeah, or just fucking hop on when the games are going on. We can always talk.
Yeah, for real, dogs. All right. Thanks for listening.